Good morning. It's Friday, the 18th of November. I'm Claire Johnston, and you're listening to The Courier Daily. Today, for our Friday news review, I'm joined by Live News team leader Brian Copeland and reporter Laura Devlin, who's been speaking to locals following the devastating fire at the former Robertson's store in Dundee about their feelings on the loss of the building and its future.
The Stooshie, the Scottish politics podcast from DC Thompson. Be better briefed. I'm Andy Phillip, head of politics, and you can find the latest episode of The Stooshie or subscribe to the series on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you listen to your favourite podcasts.
Now, the destruction of the former Robertson store on Barrack Street in Dundee in a deliberate blaze at the weekend shocked and upset locals. Reporter Laura Devlin has been helping cover the story for The Courier, and she joins me now along with Live News team leader Brian Copeland. Laura, take us back to Saturday night and what local people witnessed in terms of the scale of the blaze and the devastation caused.
I think the one thing that struck most people on Saturday night was just how big the blaze was. The recurring theme was they could never seen anything like it before. They could smell the smoke and see the flames from across the city and even across the water into Fife.
Yeah, I mean, I can imagine that just looking at the images, the scale of the blaze was really shocking. You've been talking to locals as well about their reaction on the loss of the building itself. What have people been telling you?
The one thing people kept saying was just how much of a shame it was that a building that was iconic to Dundee has disappeared in this fashion. It's something that's been with Dundee for many years, many decades, and people were really saddened to see it go up in flames on Saturday. Yes, it's been empty for close to 10 years, but it's still an iconic piece of Dundee's history and perhaps symbolic of the decline of city centres across Scotland and the UK that has ended up in this way.
Yeah, sadly. Brian, what's happening at the site now?
Yeah, so the listed stone facade of the building is now sadly a pile of rubble. Bulldozers moved in on Wednesday morning and started knocking the building down. That work exposed the steel frame of the building, and work's continued since in order to demolish that part of the structure too. We don't know exactly how long contractors will be on site for, but we do know the building was deemed unsafe and was at risk of collapse. So there's clearly been a public safety issue to deal with.
And do we know what's likely to be built on the site once the demolition is complete?
Yes, we do. So the site has been subject of several plans over the years, mainly to turn it into accommodation of some kind. There were previous proposals for hotels on the site, but now the most likely idea seems to be student flats. Now, after several days of chasing, the owner of the site, which is Structured House Group, finally broke its silence in a statement issued to The Courier late on Wednesday. It said it was deeply saddened by the fire, calling it a senseless, deliberate act. The company says it's been working with the council on plans for the building for a number of years and had hoped to retain the listed facade as the focal point for any future developments. However, it says it supports the decision to demolish the structure on safety grounds. Structured House now plans to submit a revised planning application and says this will most likely be for student accommodation, but no final decision has yet been made.
Okay, we'll await more news on that. We're going to move on now to a story that's raised a few smiles this week, as some local travel lodges have shared their more unusual guest requests from the last year. What were some of the standouts for you?
Yeah, so travel lodges released a list of some of the weird and wonderful things that visitors have been asking staff to help with during recent visits. We had one mother of a bride staying in the Dundee Central Travel Lodge, and she asked staff to ensure that Dundee stayed sunny for her daughter's big day, which I think seems fair enough. There was also a woman who asked if the travel lodge team could organise a kickabout for her husband with the Dundee United squad. Staff have also been asked some strange questions. We had one customer who seemed to get a bit confused about Dundee's Law Hill when asking, "What is illegal according to Dundee law?" I'm not sure any of the staff would have been able to answer that one. And another confused tourist asked if they could have a pottery class at Claypots Castle, perhaps taking the name a bit too literally.
Well, I mean, they say the customer's always right, but that just goes to show just how hard they can be to please sometimes. Thanks to you, Brian, and to Laura. Thanks for joining us today on the Courier Daily. Don't forget to check out the website for more local news. Find us at thecourier.co.uk. If you're enjoying the show, give us a rating wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Make sure you check back on Monday for all the local news that you need to know. The Courier. Local matters.